Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Split right is DeAndre Moore. Tight end is Gunnar Helm on second down. Handoff Weisner, getting up, pulling it back in. It's Manning. Arch breaks a tackle. 50, 45 to the 30. Dare I say it? Say goodnight to it. 67 yards. Arch to the house.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Is he Is he him? Arch Manning comes in for the injured Quinn Ewers, who has an oblique abdominal type injury that also affected his wrist somehow because he was flexing his wrist in a very Joe Burrow-like manner. Never seen somebody get hurt on a handoff, but it happened. And obviously it wasn't on the handoff. It was like, I'm going to try to stick it out. I'm going to hand this ball off. And then, ooh, that tugged a little bit. So
that was the wrist?
That was the oblique.
The oblique was on a throw, apparently.
Right.
Sark said yesterday that it was a throw that he threw and that he tried to gut it out and he couldn't, but that he actually injured it on a deep ball.
Yeah, but then I think he said, tried to, like you said, gut it out. And then on the handoff, right, you're extending, you kind of extend your core
hurt
a little
it
bit. It pulls. But yes, it did happen on the throw. So Arch comes in. Arch Manning came into this game 9 of 12, 223 yards.
Woo.
Four touchdowns, no picks, an average yards per attempt of 18.5, a QBR of a perfect 99.9.
Mm.
He also had three carries for 53 yards at a 17.5 average, including one for 67. Okay, so they count the sacks. In college, sacks count as a reduction of your rush yards. But you could not have asked for anything more from Arch Manning than the first time you saw him. Could not have asked for anything more. And because of that,
did you get that extra boost of adrenaline as a Texas fan? You're like, here it is. This is the moment.
I was excited. I do think the box score looks a lot better than he actually played, though.
Well,
Robert, like, because I mean, like when you look at it, okay, so like one of them's like a quick screen that Isaiah Bond like ran 60 yards.
Yeah.
One of the other, like, I mean, wide open, just easy toss to the middle of the field that was like a 70-yard touchdown. That was another one.
Oh, yeah, it's UTSA. Put it in perspective.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And he, no, but in terms of like, there wasn't, when he was asked to make like a throw in the face of pressure or whatever, those throws did not look good. Now, he's young. I'm not saying anything like, well, he's going to be bad. He's going to be a bust now. But it's like the awareness of the pressure when it was coming and getting the ball out and making like a really impressive. I didn't see a whole bunch of like, whoa, what a throw right there. It was all stuff that was easy,
right,
pitch and catch. And the throws that he did try to make that were a little bit tighter, they almost, one of them almost got picked.
Now, there are two avenues to take here. One is you're patient because you play Louisiana Monroe and then Mississippi State, both at home. You should have no trouble beating either one of them. Then you have a bye week and then you play Oklahoma on October 12th.
Shouldn't have trouble beating them either.
And the way they're right, so who knows? So you could be patient with Quinn and let him rest. The thing you're going to run into then is, like, you know, Arch is going to put up great numbers against Louisiana Monroe. Like, that's just the way it is, right? They're going to beat him up pretty badly, and probably the same thing for Mississippi State. And at that point, it's like, all right, are you going to go back? That's the question, because
it's not a question for me. You go back.
Oh, yeah. And I think Sark does go back.
Yeah.
But look, I think it's going into their careers, they were both literally the highest graded quarterbacks.
And I wanted Arch as just a sports fan. I want Arch.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see if the hype is realized. You go back to Quinn Ewers.
But you know the chatter is going to happen.
Yeah.
The chatter's going to happen. Sark, I think he's got to handle enough on the program where he's not going to just be brash and make a snap decision based on the chatter on orangebloods.com.
You're not going to make a snap decision in anything related to the Manning family, especially with what like Sark's done to make sure that Arch ended up there. But I'll say this, is that when they were both perfectly graded prospects, like you mentioned, like the highest possible grade, in recruiting, most people obviously thought Arch was the next one. Like, I think Arch was still viewed as a better prospect than Quinn.
Higher ceiling.
Yeah, in terms of higher ceiling, had a better shot. I think most people at Texas look at it now and say, not just now, Quinn will probably end up being the better quarterback at Texas.
Okay, so that's interesting, because Arch has the... I don't believe Quinn has the ability to be the number one overall pick in the draft, right?
I don't, but I think
Arch
he's helping his stock a lot.
He is. He's a first-round pick, no doubt. Arch probably does. So maybe the ceiling's higher, but I'm with you guys. I would absolutely go back to Quinn.
He's so athletic, Arches. That one run was longer than all of Peyton Manning's rushing yards over the last 10 years of his career combined.
he's a 4.5.
He is a really impressive athlete.
Should we ask Peyton what he thinks, or just keep him to Morton and Hammond and Brown in Lubbock with their quarterback situation?
Yeah, tell us what you think about Graham Harrell, Peyton.
Former Mean Green quarterback.
He probably loves this. The last time Texas was number one was when stupid Graham Harrell threw that touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree and beat Texas in Lubbock, and they haven't been number one since that day.
What would you do when yours is healthy?
You go back to Quinn, but I don't think you play him again until OU. Let Arch go out there. He's going to put monster numbers against UL Monroe. He's going to put monster numbers against Mississippi State. You let him play it out. But yeah, this is Quinn's team. Look, he was at Tuscaloosa last year, won that game. He was in the playoff in a Big 12 championship game. He's been there, done that. Let Quinn finish it out.
Paul Feinbaum on ESPN on Get Up was asked, does this do anything for Texas's title hopes if Arch is the quarterback for the rest of the way?
I don't think they really change. I think he is equal to Quinn Ewers in terms of what he can do. Now, the one thing he doesn't have is the experience. And what would be maybe even more remarkable is that the Heisman favorite at this moment in time gets replaced and doesn't get his job back. I think he will get his job back because that's the way Sark rolls in Austin. But I don't think it really matters who the quarterback is in Austin. They are a really outstanding team, and they'll probably be the number one team in the country by the end of this day.
And they were. They did leapfrog Georgia and became the number one team in the nation because Georgia struggled with Kentucky and they beat them 13-12 in a game in which Mark Stoops at midfield on 4th and 8 with 3 minutes to go decides to punt the ball back to Georgia. You ain't getting that ball back.
I upset the little minor gathering that I had that turned into a Canelo fight watch party that I was not trying to plan. But when you have the group together that I did, they're like, no, I got to see the fight. Got to see Canelo. I'm like, I just beat up on some bum again. And then while the prelims were breaking, I'm like, something is wrong with this Georgia score. Like, I don't understand what's happening. Georgia and Kentucky are close, y'all. So I kept changing it to Georgia and Kentucky until I saw the fourth down decision.
Yeah, that was it's a terrible decision. And Mark Stoops won't take any kind of accountability for it. But that is what it is. So Texas jumps them. They're number one.
They punted.
As they should be, by the way.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know I'll get the Texas homer angle from some people, but legitimately, given what Georgia did and how consistently Texas has been beating everybody down, Texas needs to be number one right now.
Absolutely deserve to be number one. I don't believe there's a question about it. So the Texas 35 first place votes, Georgia 23, Ohio State 5. Bama's 4, Ole Miss 5, Tennessee and Missouri. So the SEC again, 6 of the first 7 in the AP poll.
By the way, one last thing on Arch. RG3 tweeted something that he's catching heat for. I'm trying to understand it. He tweeted, the black delegation has drafted Arch Manning. He was obviously making his reference to the legendary racial draft on the Chappelle show. But I'm trying to figure this out. Explain this to me like I'm...
I don't know.
Like I'm stupid.
Like explain black, why people are mad?
Or explain what? The tweet?
Oh, I think he's... Okay.
And yes.
I think what he's getting at is... Arch is very athletic. I think that's what he's getting at with what he's saying.
Okay.
It's like when Michael Irvin, you were actually at ESPN when this happened. Irvin got in trouble years ago on the Dan Patrick show, where when Romo first got into the lineup and was really athletic, Michael made some comment about, well, you see that athleticism makes me think one of his ancestors got in the barn with somebody. Yeah. That got him suspended.
I remember that.
But it's a similar sort of, I think it's an athleticism.
He's basically saying that's a bad white boy.
Yeah, exactly. Get over it. It's nothing to freak out about.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Arch is up to 7th in the Heisman voting now, by the way.
In the odds?
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. So Quinn's off the board. Now, Quinn was like, he's off the board. You can't bet him right now at MGM or whatever, but Cam Ward's number one, Jackson Dart, Milroe, I Am a Believer, Gabriel, Carson Beck, Arch.
Where's DJ Uiagalelei?
He is not there.
Damn.
Daniel Jones, ukulele?
That list. Travis Hunter is, and Travis was the kind of the jumping point here for Deion Sanders. Now, Braden Fowler Nicolosi is the quarterback for Colorado State. He went to Aledo. Okay, he's from here.
Oh.
All right. He is, he moved here during COVID, I think, because they're from California or something. They moved here so he could play. And so he went to Aledo, and now he's the quarterback of Colorado State. Well, he goes over to the sideline, kind of bumps into Travis, and does the too short. He puts his hand down, does the too short.
Yes.
And Deion. I don't know if Deion is self-aware or not, but he after this, I think it's obvious he not.
At the end of the first half, their quarterback ran out of bounds, bumped into Travis, and told him he was too small.
How stupid is that? This is Travis Hunter. Dude, this is Travis Hunter. This is Travis Hunter. Like, who does that? I wouldn't allow my kids to do that. And y'all know that. And that ought to be said. But when you allow kids to sit in an interview and talk against us, and you just got beat by 50-something that we won, come on, dog. Somebody help me here. Am I missing something? Straight up, tell me. I don't see where that's done in sports. That has to be allowed. Ain't nobody crazy enough to sit up there and say nothing like, hey, who does that?
All right, two things. Number one, no one hypocrites like Deion. My kids don't trash talk. We know what brand of watch your son wears when he held it up to every end zone last year.
That's not talking, though. That's just showing them something.
Yes. Know? Shador talked back to this quarterback in the post game. We know that they all talk nonstop. What Deion is right about is how crazy this interview was from the player.
So this is Fowler Nicolosi and then Torrey Horton, who were making this video about last year's game. Remember, last year's game went to overtime. It was a great game in Colorado. It's a fantastic game, great atmosphere, night game. This thing kept me up till about 1 a.m. But in this interview, man, these two Colorado State kids went after Colorado, and they got what they had coming to them in this game.
We owed them one. And that's just something that's been sitting on everybody, mind since we came back from break. We owe them. And we walked away from that game, we kind of left it all on the field. I don't feel like we left it all on the field because we should have murdered them guys. And, they came out with that attitude as they were on top of the world. And this ain't no Cinderella story, so we coming for revenge.
Yeah, they came out with that attitude and thought it was going to be a cakewalk. They saw the reports, 27.5 points or whatever it was. And they got a rude awakening real quick. And I think it goes to show that the hype, the media train, all that, it only gets you so far. At the end of the day, you have to line up 11 guys against our 11 guys, and we'll find out who wants it more. And we'll see how far Instagram followers gets them.
Damn! This is why.
Y'all know you lost the game, right?
This is insanity. And the head coach, Deion, that was deserved with Deion calling out the head coach for allowing this to get out there.
Yeah, you lost last year. I know you shocked the world. You were in overtime, but you still lost.
Is this the game where Derek White got in a fight at? I posted this on my
Instagram. I had heard nothing about that. I saw that on your Instagram story. I was like, where the hell has this story been? Oh, my gosh.
It's like one of the Jokic brothers in the stands with Derek White.
You think Jason Tatum's going to get in a fight now?
So Colorado State wins 28-9. Two things real quick. One, if you haven't made a bet on UNLV to make the college football playoff, it might be too late to get some great value. They beat Kansas on the road. They're 3-0. They beat a Houston team by 20 on the road that went to OU the following week and lost to Oklahoma by just 2 points. And then finally, it is just shows where the state of A&M's program is, that Texas losing to A&M at home will get your coach fired. Now, he isn't fired officially yet. They're going to wait for the bye week. But Billy Napier, the Florida boosters, have come up with the money. They've put it into an account to get him out. And they want him gone after back-to-back 7 lost seasons, and then now this.
I watched him in the post, and I was like, how did this guy sit down and blow everyone away as the leader and head coach of your program?
Dude.
I was listening to him, and I was like, what? This is the head coach of the Florida Gators?
He was like the hottest name in coaching 3 years ago, and now he'll be back at La Tech.
College Football Kegger with RJ Choppy. We're going to Ask Reddit at 7:40. Jerry Jones live at 8:30. And yes, Pepe has been spying on Filthy after the Monday night stunner against Atlanta. But every Tuesday, 7:20, we do post-game clarity. Bobby rewatched the disaster against the Saints. What position group was the worst? Was this superstar better than we thought? And does Mike Zimmer deserve all the blame that he's getting? Post-game clarity with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt is next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.